My sermon today is taken from the book Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. This is not an April Fool's joke. Listen to this quotation. Alice laughed. "There's no use trying," she said. "One can't believe impossible things." The Queen said, "I dare say you haven't had much practice." "When I was younger, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." Can you believe 6 impossible things before breakfast? Or before Easter dinner? That's what the disciples had to do on that first Easter morning. It started 4 days before at the Last Supper. Listen to this passage from John 14. In it, well, let me set the stage just a little bit. Before these words, his betrayal had been predicted, and Jesus had sent him out of the room. Before these words, Jesus had washed the disciples' feet and told them that they needed to wash one another's feet. Before these words, Jesus had broken bread, as we will do soon, and he had said, "This is my body broken for you." Before these words, the disciples were already mystified, appalled, shocked, dismayed, amazed. And Jesus said to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." And later on in that chapter, he repeats, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be dismayed." Well, as time progressed, things just got worse. They had watched as Judas left the room. They had watched as Judas betrayed Jesus. They had mourned and grieved when they watched as Jesus was crucified. And then on Easter morning, the most difficult thing of all to believe happened. When the women came back and told them he was not in the grave. They had 6 impossible things to believe on that morning. The first thing they had to believe was that he was the Son of God. He had told them that. It had been made clear to them. The next impossible thing was to believe that he loved them enough to die for them. Equally difficult to believe was that he really did die, that it wasn't a hoax. It wasn't a stunt. He really died. To understand how difficult that was for them to believe, you know how there are some people who still don't want to believe Elvis is dead? Connie put her hand up. Connie, I have counseling appointments available. See me later. They didn't want to believe he had died. But it was equally hard for them to believe that he had risen from the grave. And that was the fourth thing that they needed to believe. The fifth was that, was to truly believe what he had told them, that he was going to prepare a place for them. And the sixth impossible thing to believe was that he would come back and take them with him. Six impossible things, all of which hinge on one another. Any of them falls apart without the others. It's really impossible to believe one of them without believing the others. And there are people who don't want to believe any of it, who want some kind of scientific and empirical proof that it's true. So I ask you again, can you believe six impossible things before breakfast? Jesus said in that passage from John 14, believe in God, believe also in me. Trust. Have faith. Believe. His disciples were in shock, and that shock lasted 4 days and longer. Even when two of his disciples met him on the road to Emmaus, they didn't recognize him. They were in shock. Judas had betrayed him moments before, days before. Now Jesus said, don't be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Why? Why did he say that to people who were in shock and disbelief? Because unless we trust, we will be troubled. All worry and anxiety comes from lack of trust, lack of faith, lack of hope. Faith, trust, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the first verse. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance, it's real. It has substance. It has physicality. It's the evidence of things not seen. Jesus said, believe. Jesus said, trust. He said, have faith. He did not say, find scientific empirical proof. How hard is it to believe that Jesus is God? Very hard for some people. But without it, there's no resurrection. How hard is it to believe that Jesus died? Very hard for some people. They want to believe that he was just very, very injured, and therefore the resurrection didn't happen. But when the soldier put the sword through his side, out came blood and water. He was gone. He rose again. But sometimes faith is very difficult. Back in 1984, we were living in England for a year. Long about this time of the year, we decided to go on a vacation. The college in which we were studying was closed for a short time. And so my husband and I and our 2.5-year-old son went to Gogarth Abbey in a place called Llandudno in Wales. Has anybody ever heard of Llandudno, Wales? I have no idea how we found this place. None whatsoever. Gogarth Abbey was an old abbey, an old monastery. But it was also, at that time, it hadn't yet become an abbey. It was, but when we were there in 1984, it had long since ceased to be an abbey. But a long time before that, it had been someone's personal home, the home of the Liddell family. Now, when we first got to Gogarth Abbey on the coast of Wales and could see the sea, I thought I had never, ever seen a place so gray. The sky was gray. The sea was gray. Even the beach looked gray. Have you ever noticed on a really gray day how the whole world looks gray from the lack of sunshine? I thought that there were so many, I didn't know there were so many different shades. It was depressing. But as we frolicked on the beach in weather like today, we turned around to go back to the Abbey and noticed a little rock garden that had a rabbit and a figurine of Alice from Alice in Wonderland. And a little bit further away, there was a tea party set up. Alice Liddell was the source for Alice in Wonderland. 100 years and more before we were in Gogarth Abbey in Llandudno, Wales, an Anglican clergyman was there. He had taken a holiday, a vacation. And the reason for his vacation is that he was feeling so faithless that he was considering leaving ministry. He wasn't sure what he believed about Jesus. He wasn't sure what he believed about the resurrection. He wasn't sure what he believed about anything. He was finding it very difficult to believe six impossible things before breakfast. And he met a little girl named Alice. And she was so full of joy and spirit and faith and hope that she brought hope back into his world. She was a gift from God for him in a place that I experienced as gray and hopeless. But once I heard the story of that clergyman who wrote under the pseudonym Lewis Carroll, I thought, this is a place that can be used by God despite its grayness, despite its rocky coastline and hopelessness. God is a God who can bring hope out of the hopeless, light into the grayness of the day, and restore joy in the midst of incredible struggle and faithlessness. Of course, we know that the man who wrote under the name Lewis Carroll went on to become an incredibly famous author. And I wonder whether those words that he put in the mouth of the Queen of Hearts were penned in that place where he met little Alice Liddell. I used to practice for half an hour every day, the Queen said. And sometimes I could believe six impossible things before breakfast. Hope, faith, trust, belief need to be practiced to be real for us. I invite you today to believe six impossible things before your Easter dinner. Believe that Jesus is the only Son of God. Believe that he loves you enough to die just for you. Believe he really did die. It wasn't a stunt. Believe that he rose from the dead. Believe that he has gone to prepare a place for you. And believe that he will come again and take you there all by yourself, as though there were only one in the world whom he loves. Believe six impossible things before this day is over, because ready or not, Easter is here, and he is risen. Hallelujah. We move now into a time of communion. As I said before, God invites to his table all who wish to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And because we want to make that available to all, we have a gluten-free alternative in the center of each of the plates that will be passed. On that night in which Jesus said mysterious things to his disciples, including, "Believe in God, believe also in me, do not let your hearts be troubled," he had said at that Passover meal, he had taken bread and he had given thanks to God for the bread, for the grain of the field that made the bread. And then he had broken it and blessed it and said to the disciples, "This is my body broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." And he also said to the disciples, as he took the last cup and gave thanks to God and blessed it, he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." And so we ask God to pour out his Holy Spirit upon these gifts of bread and the cup, that by them we become the body of Christ in the world today, united in one body and ready to serve the world. And we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and the cup, and by them make us one in spirit and one in reconciliation, forgiveness, and redemption of the world. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who wish that relationship. Come forward as the Spirit moves you and the ushers lead you. Kathy. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. Take and eat. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Let's sing joyously together the Day of Resurrection, verses 1 through 3.
Thank you.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, this day and forevermore. Amen.